Hare Krishna. This year we haven't been announcing the devotees as they're coming because, well, there's so many of you and it would take a lot of time and all of you are important. I'm hoping at the end of the tour we'll be able to stand up and speak about the glorious service of all the individual devotees during the tour. Nevertheless, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome two very special devotees, very dear devotees who have sacrificed a lot for the development of this Lakshmi Nisringadev Traveling Festival program.
И тем не менее, я хочу сегодня поприветствовать двух особенных преданных, которые жертвовали всей своей жизнью, жертвуют своей жизнью, чтобы развить этот Шри Шри Лакшми Нарасимха.
And we're all very happy that they're with us again.
И мы очень рады, что они снова с нами.
So please give a big round of applause for Shri Prahlad Prabhu. One day Prahlad just wrote to me that he'd like to come on the tour this year and do a seminar called The Art of Happiness. He's a perfect person to give the course because he's very happy. As you know, Prahlad's been studying very seriously in Mayapur, a correspondence course with the university in New Zealand, and he graduated. And he's going to be going for his master's degree in New Zealand later on in the year. And he wanted to put to use the knowledge that he's got during his studies so far here on the tour by doing a seminar. So that's very wonderful, but there's a lot of side benefits for all of us, his personal association, his classes, and of course his kirtans. And for me, it's personal friendship. So we consider this mercy which has come of its own accord, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. And the other person we'd like to welcome on the tour again is Radhasakhi Vrinda Devi Dasi. One of the older veterans on the tour. She's been with us almost from the beginning. Very instrumental to helping establish and develop the tour over the years. A lot of the beauty of the tour, a lot of the artistic elements of the tour, the stage show, is her brainchild. And she's married now, of course, to Tara Prabhu and preaching in Greece, but we're very grateful and thankful that she's come back to be with us for a few days. Thank you, Radhasakhi. Hare Krishna. So this morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7. We're continuing with Prahlad Maharaj's teachings to his demoniac schoolmates. Today we're doing texts 30 and 31. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It appears we lost the chalk somewhere, so we don't have the verse written on the board. Oh, the computer is there? Can I see? This is the... Wow, that must be you, Krishna Kripa. Can devotees see that? All right. Guru... Sushushaya Bhaktya Sarva Labdara Panena Cha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Ishwara Vadanena Cha Guru Shushashaya Bhaktya Sarvalabdha Panena Cha Sagena Sadhu Bhaktanam Ishwara Radhanena Cha Guru Shushashaya Bhaktya Sarvalabdhar Panena Cha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Ishwara Radhanena Cha. My rendering, sir, accept the bona fide spiritual master and unto him with great devotion and faith, whatever one has in one's possession should be offered to the spiritual master, and in the association of saintly persons and devotees, one should worship the Lord, hear the glories of the Lord with faith, glorify the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord, always meditate on the Lord's lotus feet, and worship the deity of the Lord strictly according to the injunctions of the Shastra and the Guru. Purport. In the previous verse it has been said that the process which immediately increases one's love and affection for the personality of Godhead is the best of many thousands of ways to become freed from the entanglement of material existence. It is said, Dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam. Actually, the truth of religious principles is extremely confidential. Nonetheless, understood very easily if one actually adopts the principles of religion. As it is said, Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat panitam. The process of religion is enunciated by the Supreme Lord because he is the supreme authority. This was indicated in the previous verse by the word Bhagavatodita. The injunctions or directions of the Lord are infallible, and their benefits are fully assured. According to his directions, which are explained in this verse, the perfect form of religion is Bhakti Yoga. To practice Bhakti Yoga, one must first accept the bona fide spiritual master. Shurupa Goswami and his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu advises that one's first duty is to accept a bona fide spiritual master. The disciple should be very inquisitive. He should be eager to know the complete truth about religion, Sanatana Dharma. Words Guru Shushushaya mean that one should personally serve the spiritual master by giving him all bodily comforts, helping him in his bath, dressing him, sleeping, and eating, and so on. This is Guru Shushushanam. A disciple should serve the spiritual master as a menial servant, and whatever he has in his possession should be dedicated to the spiritual master. Nair Arthair Divya Vacha. Everyone has his life, his wealth, his intelligence, and his words, and all of them should be worshipped should be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of the Spiritual Master. Everything offered to the Spiritual Master as a matter of duty, but the offering should be made to the Spiritual Master with heart and soul, not artificially to gain some material prestige. This is called arpana. Moreover, one should live amongst devotees, saintly persons, to learn etiquette and the proper behavior of devotional service. The Vishakhavadi Thakur remarks in this connection that whatever is offered to the Spiritual Master should be offered with love and affection, not for material adoration. Similarly, it is recommended that one associate with devotees, but there must be some discrimination. A sadhu, a saintly person, must be saintly in his behavior, sadhava sad archaha. For a Vaishnava, a sadhu must completely adhere to the standard of behavior. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that a Vaishnava, a person initiated into the Vaishnava cult, should be offered the respect befitting a Vaishnava, which means he should be offered service and prayers. However, one should not associate with him if he is not a fit person with whom to associate.
Vaishnava sadhu должен всегда вести себя достойно. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur говорит,
Agyan Timurandasya Ginangina Shalakaya Chaksuri Militam Jainatasmaya Sigurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Shtapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadanti Shvapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. So in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj is continuing, revealing to his friends the process of Krishna consciousness whereby one can become an ecstatic lover of God. In one sense, it's quite amazing that Prahlad is sharing this knowledge with his friends, because after all, his friends are all sons of demons. By logic, we can conclude they're also demons. They're little demons. There's a saying, like father, like son. So it's amazing that Prahlad is sharing this confidential knowledge with persons of demoniac nature. Prabhupada uses the word guhyam. Guhyam means that this knowledge is actually very confidential. It's not meant for everyone. Actually, this knowledge is really only for devotees of the Lord, and devotees of the Lord are very few in number. And by devotees of the Lord, really we mean those who are really interested in Krishna consciousness, which is the perfection of religion.
И говоря преданные Господа, мы подразумеваем тех, кто действительно заинтересован в получении этого знания.
There's many different types of devotees of the Lord.
Есть много видов преданных Господа.
Unfortunately, many of them don't have access to this very deep knowledge of Krishna consciousness, so therefore they worship the Lord for material reasons.
И, к сожалению, у многих из них нет доступа к этому знанию, и поэтому
they go to the church or the mosque or the temple or the synagogue to pray to God, which is nice, of course, it's a start, but they don't pray to God for the right things. They pray to God for some material benediction, which will ultimately just increase their time in this material world. The real purpose of religion is to come to the point of rendering devotional service to Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. And that we understand from the Paribhasha Sutra, the seed verse of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. By Rupa Goswami. Anya bilasita sunyam jnana karma narvitam anukalena krishna shilanam bhaktir uttama. This is his definition of pure devotion. We don't worship God for any material benediction. We don't worship God to become liberated from material existence and merge into his form. We perform devotional service for his pleasure.
Получение освобождения или слиянием с Ним, мы молимся Ему, чтобы предлагать Ему свое преданное служение.
So even amongst those, that minority who practice religion, this understanding of religion is guyam, it's confidential, not many people know about it.
Даже среди тех, кто практикует действительно религию, это знание, оно очень сокровенно, то есть не все его знают.
So these teachings Prahlad is giving, it's meant specifically for Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, let us say.
И то знание, которое дает Прахлад Махарадж, предназначено для Вайшнавов, для Гаудия Вайшнавов.
It's very confidential, it's not meant for the ordinary man.
Оно очень сокровенно, и оно не предназначено для обыкновенных людей.
If they hear this knowledge, they may misuse it, they may abuse it.
Потому что если они услышат его, то они могут неправильно его использовать.
Therefore, Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, very confidential, only meant for my devotees.
Потому что в Бхагавад Гите Кришна тоже говорит, оно очень сокровенное, предназначено только для моих преданных.
He says, idam tu te guyam tamam, pravaksham yana suyave. He says, my dear Arjuna, because you're never envious of me,
он говорит, дорогой Арджуна, так как ты никогда не завидуешь мне,
I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization.
Я открою тебе это самое сокровенное знание.
Knowing which you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence.
Благодаря которому можно избавиться от всех несчастий материального существования.
So it's very confidential because Krishna says it will relieve one from the miseries of material existence and awaken our love for God.
Оно очень сокровенно, потому что Кришна говорит, что оно избавит человека от всех страданий материального существования и даст любовь к Богу.
Therefore, it's not meant for these little demon boys because they're not interested in getting freed from material existence. They're interested in enjoying material existence. What to speak about love of God? They could care less about that.
И поэтому это знание не предназначено для этих мальчиков-демонов, потому что они не заинтересованы в освобождении из этого мира. Они хотят наслаждаться в нем.
Right? They were born in that kind of family that never goes to church.
Они родились в таких семьях, которые никогда не ходят в церковь.
Right. Those of you who are Polish, you always went to church. Those of you who are Russian, you probably never went to church. It's not your fault, of course. It's just that was the state policy. Marxist Leninism, there's no God, and so we don't go to church in this way. So these boys, their parents were not interested in religion, and they weren't interested in religion. They were interested in enjoying the material life. So therefore, this knowledge is not meant for them. Of course, ultimately, it's in their real interest. Ultimately, it's in their real interest. But they weren't qualified yet to hear it. Giving unqualified people transcendental knowledge is like pouring ghee on ashes. At the Agnihotra festival, or Agnihotra ceremony, at the Vivaha Yajna or the initiation or installation of the deity, there's a fire, a raging fire representing Vishnu, and we take the ghee and it's very. But if you take the ghee after the fire yoga has been completed and you pour it onto the ashes, nothing.
Mm-hmm. представляет собой Господа Вишну, ги, и огонь сгорает. Но если налить ги на уже пепел, когда огонь остыл, то ничего не произойдет.
So if you give this guhyam, this transcendental knowledge about Krishna, to those who are engaged in materialistic activity, who are only interested, nothing will happen.
И поэтому, если дать это гухьям, это трансцендентное знание о Кришне, тем людям, которые заинтересованы только в материальной деятельности, то мы ничего не получим.
Therefore, Jesus, he put it very graphically. He said, one in the Bible says, one should not take pearls and give them to swine. Swine means like pigs.
И поэтому в Библии Иисус Христос говорил, что не нужно метать бисер перед свиньями.
They'll just eat it, and they'll think it's something to...
Они просто его съедят.
Whereas if you're an intelligent human, you'll take those pearls and you can sell them and get lots of money. And in our tradition, we also say that it's forbidden to preach the glories of the holy names to the faithless. What does it mean? It's a poetic saying. What does it mean, the glories of the holy name? What does that mean? It means by chanting Hare Krishna, you come to understand the name, the fame, the form, the pastimes, and the paraphernalia of God. In due course of time, the sincere chanter, he gets darshan of Krishna.
И со временем тот, кто воспевает очень искренне, получает даршан Кришны.
The sincere chanter understands all the beautiful personal characteristics of the Lord.
И тот, кто искренне воспевает, со временем понимает все качества Господа.
And the intricate and detailed ways of pleasing the transcendental senses of Krishna.
И он понимает, каким образом можно удовлетворить трансцендентные
What's more, the sincere chanter gains entrance into those pastimes of Krishna. He gets to participate. He doesn't just see them. He gets to participate in those wonderful pastimes.
И более того, такой человек может также войти в игры Господа, не просто их наблюдать, но быть участником этих игр.
That's the glories of the holy name.
И в этом слава святого имени.
The glories of the holy name reveal to you everything about Krishna and the process of devotional service. Very simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But through that simple process, everything about God is revealed. That's the glories of the Holy Name.
Слава Святого Имени открывает нам все о Господе, Его игры, Его качества. И этот метод очень прост, но он открывает нам все о Господе.
So you can't preach the glories of the Holy Name to the faithless, because they'll misunderstand.
И поэтому нельзя проповедовать о славе Святого Имени тем, у кого нет веры, потому что они просто не поймут.
Of course, these glories are what you could say an open secret.
И, конечно, можно сказать, что эта слава это открытый секрет.
All you have to do is pick up a Krishna book, a paperback Krishna book in the store or somebody's home, and it's all there in the book. It's not hidden. It's there. It's an open secret.
Конечно, можно взять книгу «Источник вечного наслаждения» и просто прочитать. Там все есть. Это не спрятано.
And as a result, sometimes we hear karmis, they criticize Krishna. Oh, Krishna, yes, he's a lover. He has like lots of girlfriends and stuff, and he dances with other men's wives.
И поэтому многие кармяне критикуют Кришну, то что да, у него, он был просто любовник, у него было много девушек, и он танцевал с чужими женами.
And they criticize that. And by criticizing, they're making aparats, they're making offenses, actually. So these things are there, but we don't explain them publicly. We don't go out of our way to explain them publicly. It's a confidential secret, it's guhyam, it's just meant for those who are qualified. And when you have something that's very confidential, then you kind of like hide it so people won't take disadvantage of it. Like, I have lots of fine jewelry, for my deities. So when I travel, I take a little bit, but most of it I lock it away because it's guyam, it's confidential. So when we speak about this confidential secret, this love of God, it's also hidden from the mass of people. It's hidden away. This love of God is hidden away. And where is it hidden? Has somebody dug a hole somewhere and put it there inside a box? Have they put love of God in a little box and climbed up a top a high mountain like Mount Everest and buried it in the snow? No, these glories of Krishna's pastimes, this love of God is described, is hidden in the hearts of great devotees. That's where it's hidden. Prabhupada quotes one line from a famous verse in his purport here. He says, Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhyam. He says that, he translates that as, the truth of religious principles is very confidential. But the literal translation of that line from Shastra is, the solid truth of religious principles is hidden in the heart of an unadulterated self-realized person. That line, Dharmasya Tadvam Nihitam Guyam, that's actually part of a verse which was spoken by Maharaj Yudhishthira in the Mahabharata. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he liked that verse so much that he also quoted it during his pastimes. He was once preaching to one Brahmana. This is mentioned in, I believe, Madhya Lila. He's speaking to one Brahmana, and he quotes that verse in its entirety. He says, Tarko patishta shutayo vidina nashavrishiyasya matam nabinam dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yena katha sapanta. That's the verse in its entirety. The whole verse means that dry arguments are inconclusive. A great personality whose opinion does not differ from others is not considered a great sage. Anyway, by studying the Vedas, which are variegated, one cannot come to the right path by which religious principles are understood. And then, Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam. The solid truth of religious principles is hidden in the heart of an unadulterated, self-realized person. And then the final line, we also know that line, we've heard that a lot. Mahajano yena katha sapanta. That one should accept whatever progressive path the Mahajans advocate. In other words, one should follow in the footsteps of great souls. So, my point was, as stated by Maharaj Yudhisthira and as repeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where do you find real religion? In the hall of the church or the mosque or the temple or the synagogue, is that where real religion is? Where do you grasp it? Is it manifest in that air? Is it in the black ink of the Bible or the Quran or the Torah? Is that where it is? Where do you find that ecstatic love of God manifest? It's there in the hearts of pure devotees. Dhammashatvam nihitam guhayam. It's there. That love of God, you can see it in the ecstatic symptoms in the body of a pure devotee of the Lord. But it's hidden within his heart.
Эту любовь к Богу можно увидеть в экстатических признаках любви к Богу у чистых преданных, но она спрятана в их сердцах.
And because it's not, it can be easily misunderstood and it's not for everybody, they keep it locked up in there like a treasure.
И так как не все могут ее понять и не все можно ее показывать, то преданные хранят ее в своем сердце как сокровище.
And they don't show it to just anyone. They'll show it to another confidential devotee. They'll share it with another confidential devotee. But they don't generally show anybody that love of God. One time, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he was sitting in his bhajan kutir in Navadvip Dham. And he was doing his japa, chanting very loudly. And other persons had assembled at his lotus feet, and they were also chanting japa. And suddenly, one of those people in the crowd, they apparently started manifesting ecstatic symptoms. They started rolling on the ground, Krishna, and crying like that. And some of the persons in the crowd, they started to say, oh, this person has achieved an exalted stage of love of God. But Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he immediately requested the man to leave. And some of the people in the audience, they became very disturbed. But why has he been asked to leave? And Babaji Maharaj said, no, Guryam, this love of God is very confidential. It's not manifested in public. A sadhu keeps these things confidential. Protects them. It's like in Vedic culture, really, one was very shy to reveal who was his guru. One was very shy to reveal who was his or her guru. It's something very sacred, something very confidential, something very deep, my relationship with my spiritual master. So one doesn't just go about advertising, you know, my Guru Maharaj is, who's your Guru Maharaj? No, it's something guyam, it's something deep within my heart. It's a priceless treasure, so I don't go publicly advertising, and neither would one advertise the mantra that was given by the Guru.
Потому что отношения гуру и ученика не очень сокровенны, и это как сокровище в сердце, поэтому никто не ходит и не кричит: мой духовный учитель это тот-то, а кто твой духовный учитель? Нет, это так не делается, потому что это очень сокровенно.
Gaur Kishore Das Babaji said, just like a chaste wife is embarrassed to show any part of her body in public.
И говорится так же, как верная жена, она стесняется показывать какие-либо части своего тела на людях.
He said, in the same way, one who has real devotion for the Lord always feels embarrassed to exhibit those symptoms of ecstasy. Of course, sometimes they just burst forth like a dam. When a dam becomes overloaded, there's too much water, sometimes it breaks and the water just comes cascading down the hill. So in the same way, sometimes a devotee becomes overwhelmed with ecstatic emotion, and sometimes we get the rare glimpse into his deeper understanding. Like Jesus said, my cup runneth over with love. Sometimes we saw also in the case of Śrīla Prabhupāda, in special occasions, sometimes he would manifest some symptoms of love of God.
иногда Шрила Прабхупада тоже в очень особенных моментах проявлял эти симптомы любви к Богу.
Because spirit is more powerful than matter.
Потому что дух намного сильнее материи.
This is a big body. My body weighs about 78 kilos. That's quite a lot of mass, but it's made to move by a tiny particle of spirit soul.
Тело, оно очень большое, как, например, я вижу примерно 78 килограмм, и это очень большое тело, но оно приводится в движение маленькой искоркой душой.
So in the same way that the body of the pure devotee, he's trying to restrain these things, but sometimes these spiritual emotions are so overwhelming that they spill forth.
И точно так же преданный пытается скрыть в своем теле эти эмоции, но иногда эти духовные эмоции переполняют его и вырываются наружу.
And Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu, he demonstrated this principle on numerous occasions. We know that Caitanya Mahāprabhu met Ramananda Roy on the banks of the Godavari River. And of course, Ramananda Roy is the Lord's very confidential associate in the spiritual world. And when he embraced her, when he embraced him, then he began to feel so much ecstatic emotions. And so did Ramananda Roy. But externally, Ramananda Roy was the governor of Madras. And when a public official like goes places, he's accompanied by his entourage, his secretaries, and somebody carries his computer and something. He has his entourage, so they weren't so advanced. So therefore, Caitanya Mahāprabhu, he stopped manifesting these ecstatic symptoms, and so did Ramananda Roy, because there were people with mundane quality there.
На публику, то за ним следовали различные секретари, они несли все его вещи. И поэтому Господь Читания и он, они спрятали эти свои чувства, потому что все эти люди были, не могли видеть этих.
On another occasion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met another very exalted person called Balabhacharya in Prayag.
И в другой раз Господь Читания встретил другую очень возвышенную душу, Балабхачарью
in Prayag. And again, he became overwhelmed with ecstatic feelings. But again, he restrained himself. Because he felt very bashful in the presence of a person who, although was very exalted, was not his very intimate associate. There's actually a verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says that Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu felt ecstatic love when the two of them began discussing about Krishna. But the Lord checked his feelings because he felt shy before Balabhacharya. Although the Lord restrained himself externally, ecstatic love raged within his heart. And Kaviraj Goswami says Balabhabhata was astonished to detect this. So it's a very precious treasure, this ecstatic love of God, and it's hidden from the view of common people in the hearts of pure devotees. But buried treasures are always meant to be discovered. In days of yore, they would take the gold or the bullion or the jewels and they would put it in a treasure chest and they'd hide it on some far-off distant island, not for the purpose that it would stay there, but that one day they'd come back and dig up the treasure.
Но не для того, чтобы они там просто лежали, а чтобы когда-нибудь вернуться и забрать их.
Treasures are meant to be rediscovered. That's kind of like folklore, isn't it? Somebody goes out and finds a buried treasure. So although this love of God is hidden, confidential within the hearts of great souls, it's meant to be discovered by sincere seekers of the absolute truth. That's exciting. Just like recently, there was they're called Treasure Hunters. They're like that's the name of the company, Treasure Hunters. They're supported by wealthy people who, you know, share the treasure when it's discovered. So they had millions and millions of dollars at their disposal, and they spent years trying to find an old shipwreck that they'd, you know, heard about off the coast of England. And they were searching for years, and finally they found it. And it became one of the main stories in the news. There's so many important things happening in this world. There's big wars going on over here. There's famine and starvation over there. There's a big politician cheating over here. And there's all kinds of stories, but they chose to... The front page was how somebody discovered a sunken treasure. Because it's just so fascinating to the mind. Wow, what's in there? And it was all kinds of gold coins and rubies and diamonds and stuff like that.
Большие войны, где-то какие-то политические были проблемы. Еще в третьем месте был какой-то сильный голод. Но все газеты, первые полоски были заняты тем, что было написано «найдено затонувшее сокровище». Потому что для ума это очень возбуждающе, что что там, что они там нашли. И этот корабль был полон рубинов, золота, монет.
So this treasure of love of God that's in the heart of pure devotees, it's meant to be discovered and enjoyed by the devotees. Although it's very confidential and not many people are supposed to get it, still these great souls are so kind that they share that treasure with others.
И хотя эта любовь, это сокровище очень сокровенно, и всем ее не показывают, тем не менее, великие души, они настолько милостивы, что делятся и с другими.
Although Jesus said, don't throw pearls to the swine, he still preached.
Хотя Иисус говорил, что не несите ветер перед свиньями, тем не менее, он проповедовал.
You could say that he took the pearls and he threw them to the swine.
Можно сказать, что он все-таки брал бисер и бросал перед свиньями.
And although we're not supposed to reveal the hidden glories of the Holy Name to the faithless, we go out and we distribute the Krishna book. We go out and distribute the Srimad Bhagavatam. We go out and chant Hare Krishna in the public.
И хотя мы тоже говорим, что не нужно проповедовать тем, у кого нет веры, мы выходим на улицу, мы продаем Шримад Бхагаватам, мы воспеваем Хари Кришна, все это на людях.
What to speak of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He was prepared to share the most confidential truths with the people of Kali Yuga. He says, Aishwarya janate shabha jagat mishtrita Aishwarya shitala preme nahi mora prita. He says, knowing my opulences, the whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. Yuga dharma pravat aimu namasen kirtana chari bhava bhakti diya nachamu bhuvana. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of this age, Sri Krishna Sankirtan. And make the world dance in transcendental ecstasy, realizing the deeper four mellows of loving devotion. So this is contradictory. Contradictory. They're not supposed to share these confidential secrets because people will misuse them. But here we hear how they're doing it. What's going on here? We're forbidden to share this treasure chest because people will abuse it by making offenses. Oh, this Krishna, he's just dancing with girls in the forest at midnight. We're not, but we're doing it. What's going on here? What's going on here? We're doing it, but we're giving people a process by which they can understand these things. That's the point. We're letting people know these things are available, but we're making it very clear. To achieve this exalted stage of love of God, which is kept hidden with the hearts of pure devotees, if you want it, you have to accept the process to achieve it. Then you can have it. If you want to follow the rules and regulations, then you can have it. One time a devotee, or Karmi, he said to Prabhupada, "Can you see God?" Prabhupada said, "Yes." And he said to the man, "You can also see God if you accept this process of Krishna consciousness." So what is that process of Krishna consciousness which is by which we can understand these things? Mahajano yena katha sapanta. It comes right after that verse, that line where these truths are hidden in the hearts. The next line is Mahajano yena katha sapanta. How to discover that treasure, the real treasure? You follow in the footsteps of great devotees. There's the difference between imitating great souls and following in their footsteps. That man was exhibiting so-called ecstatic symptoms of love of God in front of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, but he was just imitating the Babaji. No, you have to follow in their footsteps. That's a poetic thing. What does it really mean to follow their instructions? The feet, what are the feet? The feet are the beginning of the body. Right? When you look at somebody, what's the beginning? The head? No. The feet are the lower part of the body, we say, lower extremity. The feet, the beginning. So you accept the lotus feet of the Mahajans means you follow their basic instructions to begin with. The very beginning of getting that treasure house of love of God, the first step in the science of self-realization, chant 16 rounds, follow the four-legged principles. Actually, even before that, you have to accept, you have to Guru Shushushaya, you have to accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. He'll teach you how to chant Hare Krishna and follow all these regulative principles. So although these boys are not qualified to hear these confidential secrets, Prahlad Maharaj is very kindly gradually introducing the process by which they can have the adhikari, they can have the qualities to understand these deeper truths. This is his mercy.
And что Прохлад Махарадж по своей милости, он дает им постепенно тот процесс, благодаря которому они могут получить адикари, то есть качество, квалификацию, чтобы понять эту истину.
Just like those men who found that sunken treasure in the ship a few weeks ago, worth billions and billions of dollars.
Так же, как тот человек, который несколько недель назад обнаружил этот корабль с миллиардами долларов.
Don't think it happened overnight.
Не надо думать, что это произошло.
First they had to assemble the manpower, then they had to get grants from the government and donations and lots of money, they had to buy the equipment. They spent 9 years looking for that one treasure box. So in the same way, you have to demonstrate a little patience in Krishna consciousness. You have to take your first step. And Confucius said, the longest journey begins with the first step. But at least you're going in the right direction. You're on the path back home, back to Godhead. Better to be taking one slow, cautious step in the right direction than to be running wild in the wrong direction. We have to take very cautious steps in Krishna consciousness, very determined, calculated, measured steps on the path of devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master. And meanwhile, it may look like modern society is just whoom, passing us by. Wow, look at that. What was that? A bird, a plane, Superman. Don't be intimidated by the so-called fast progress of mundane material society. Where are they going? Quickly. Matirna Krishne Patasvatova. Prahlad Maharaj said, because of their uncontrolled senses, they're making very quick progress to hellish conditions of life. So much so that they can't rescue themselves and other people can't rescue them either. So, this process is simple, but it's not cheap. And it begins in a very practical, down-to-earth way. Guru Shushushaya means that you have to serve the spiritual master. You have to do menial service for the spiritual master. Prabhupada said you help the guru with his body. With bathing, with dressing, with making sleeping arrangements for him, making arrangements for his eating. Some outsider may say, well, what does such menial service have to do with experiencing ecstatic symptoms of the love of God? It has everything to do with developing ecstatic symptoms of love of God. Because the ecstatic symptoms come from realizing that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. That's where the ecstatic symptoms come. I'm the servant, Krishna's the master. He's pleased, I'm happy. The pain that we experience in life comes from thinking that we're the masters and trying to artificially be the masters. That's where the pain of material existence comes from. When the servant tries to act like the master, it's artificial. When the master tries to act like the servant, that's also artificial. It doesn't bring the desired results.
когда слуга пытается действовать как господин, то это искусственно. И когда господин пытается действовать как слуга, это тоже искусственно. И не получится никаких хороших результатов.
Prabhupada himself gave the analogy. He said, when a man tries to act like a woman, it's artificial. And sometimes a woman tries to act like a man. Nowadays, the men want to be like the women, and the women want to be like the men. But they're not getting any real shantushti, not getting any real satisfaction, because it's artificial.
И Прабхупада говорил, что если мужчина хочет быть подобным женщине, то это искусственно, и также иногда женщина хочет быть подобным мужчине. Как в наши дни, мужчины хотят быть женщинами, женщины хотят быть мужчинами, но из-за этого они не получат полного удовлетворения, потому что это неестественно.
Just like water, when water evaporates or when water freezes, that's not its normal condition. Its normal condition is when it's flowing. That's the normal condition. When something gets extreme, it evaporates, and another spectrum, when it gets extreme, it freezes.
Как, например, вода, если она испаряется или она замерзает в лед, то это не ее естественное состояние. Ее естественное положение это течь. Одна точка экстремальная это когда она испаряется, и другая когда она замерзает.
When the weather becomes extremely hot, the water evaporates.
Когда вода очень горячая, то она испаряется.
And when the temperature becomes extremely cold, the water freezes. But when the temperature gets normal, what we would consider normal, like lukewarm, like around 25 degrees or something, it's normal, then water is in its so-called natural situation.
Но когда температура нормальная, то есть как мы называем нормальную температуру, ну это 25 градусов, то вода, она в так называемом в своем естественном положении.
So when things get extreme, we think we're men, we think we're women, we think we're black, we think we're white, we think we're American, French, German, Russian. No, we're none of those things. The natural condition is Jivera Supoya Krishnara Nitya Das. We're the eternal servants of Krishna. When it's natural, then we feel the natural ecstatic symptoms of love of God.
И когда мы бросаемся в крайности, то мы думаем, что мы мужчины или женщины, американцы, русские, черные или белые. Но это наше неестественное положение, потому что наше естественное положение и состояние это быть слугами Господа.
So when you're doing menial service to the spiritual master, you're acting as the humble servant of the spiritual master. That's your natural constitutional position. Why? Because the spiritual master, what is he essentially? He is the Lord's representative.
И поэтому, когда мы совершаем преданное служение духовному учителю, то таким образом мы занимаемся преданным служением. И потому что кто такой духовный учитель? Это представитель Кришны.
Сакшад Хари. He is the supreme personality of servitor Godhead. Of course, he's also thinking he's also the humble servant. That's his qualification for being guru. But the point is, you're again being taught how nice it is to again be the servant and stop this artificial business of mastering over everything.
Но замечательно то, что вы постоянно напоминаете и узнаете, что как прекрасно быть слугой в изначальном состоянии, а не пытаться становиться господином неестественным образом.
Hard for outsiders to understand. Why are you bowing down to that man?
Иногда люди не понимают, зачем вы кланяетесь этому человеку.
Because whenever they do service in this world to materialistic people, they get exploited.
Потому что когда они служат кому-то в материальном мире, то их эксплуатируют.
Right. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, Kali Yuga means you put your head on my lap, come on, put your head on my lap, and then I cut your throat.
И как Бхактисиддханта Сарасвати говорил, что в материальном мире так, идем, положи свою руку ко мне на колено, вы кладете руку, и он перерезает вам горло.
So people are hesitant to serve the Lord, or serve the Guru, or serve the Vaishnavas. They're hesitant to serve those. People are hesitant to serve God, to serve the Guru But it's very wonderful because these personalities, the Lord, the spiritual master, the Vaishnava, they don't exploit you. They're only there to give to you.
это не так, потому что духовный учитель и Господь и преданные, они не собираются вас эксплуатировать, они только готовы вам отдать что-то.
These personalities have no material desires in their heart. Their hearts are just bursting forth with love, and they want to share their loving sentiments with others.
И у этих личностей нет материальных желаний в их сердцах. Их сердца переполнены любовью, и они стремятся поделиться ею с другими.
Although at this stage our relationship with other devotees, it's also etiquette, our relationship with our spiritual master and Krishna is somewhat formal. In essence, they're very loving relationships.
И хотя, на самом деле, даже хотя наши отношения иногда с духовным учителем или с другими преданными очень формальные, официальные, они наполнены любовью.
Love means to exchange something very valuable.
Любовь — это значит обмениваться чем-то очень ценным.
So you give what is valuable. You give your body, you give your life, you give your earnings, you give your energy to the service of the spiritual master, and in return, he reciprocates by giving you revelation of these very confidential secrets of Krishna consciousness. And this is the last point I'd like to make this morning. That this very confidential guhyam, this very confidential knowledge of Krishna, his name, his fame, his form, his paraphernalia, his pastimes, this is not something we can get by our own achievement. It's something that's given to us. It's something that's passed down. In a modern vernacular, we have like this family heirloom. You know, family heirloom. It means something that your great great grandmother had, one brooch. You know, that the grandma used to wear. I had one grandma, and that's Grandma Strunk. Remember, she always used to wear this very valuable brooch here. And I was a little kid. I was 3 or 4. Mommy, what's that? That's Grandma's brooch. No, we don't talk about it. You know. I was thinking it's weird because it's so beautiful and she was so old and, you know, she was very attached to it. But when she died, then my mother got it. And then my sister started looking at it. And mother said, no, this is not yours. It will be passed down to you when I die.
То есть это как какая-нибудь старинная вещь, очень ценная. Как у моей бабушки была такая старая брошь, и она была очень ценная, и она была к ней очень привязана. И когда она умерла, то эта брошь перешла к моей маме. И сестра, она начала заглядываться на эту брошь, но мама сказала, что нет, она не твоя, она перейдет к тебе только тогда, когда я умру.
By my mother's decree, it became the property of my sister when my mother passed away.
И когда моя мама ушла, то эта вещь перешла к моей сестре.
So although it was there, we couldn't grab it. We couldn't enjoy it because it comes by decree. It becomes by the mercy of the person who possesses it. You can't just say, oh, there it is, I grab it. No. It's passed down by the mercy of the person who owns it.
И это то, что мы получаем нисходящим путем, по милости того, кто обладал этим до нас.
So we could see these ecstatic emotions in the heart of Śrīla Prabhupāda. They were hidden there, but sometimes Prabhupāda would cry when he chanted Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Giravarada. He would cry. I saw it on 3 occasions, but I couldn't grasp it. Take it, because it's something that comes as a reward for your sincere surrender in Krishna consciousness. I saw it, but I couldn't grab it.
И поэтому иногда мы видим эти признаки любви у чистых преданных, но мы не можем их взять. Так же, как мы видели признаки экстатической любви у Шрилы Прабхупады. Когда он пел Джая Радха Мадхава, то он плакал. Я сам видел это 3 раза, но я не мог просто взять это.
So,
это дается по милости того, кто этим обладает.
So, of course, this is not like the spiritual master has one object which he can only share with one disciple. It's not like that.
Но это не так, что у духовного учителя есть какая-то вещь одна, которую он может поделиться только с одним учеником.
I forget. I think it was Ramakrishna. He gave from his guru.
He gave
to Vivekananda. Yeah, Vivekananda was the chosen disciple of Ramakrishna. You've heard of Ramakrishna. famous or infamous, depends which side. So his disciple, Vivekananda, came, and Ramakrishna says, I am dying, so I'm giving you all of my spiritual shakti. And he put his hand on his head, like electric, and then Vivekananda, he had the treasure of love of whatever, Durga.
Сейчас я передам тебе все, что у меня есть, мое сокровище. И он положил ему руку на голову, и как бы такой цветок прошел, и он умер. И у Вивекананды было сокровище.
No, it is something like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that he is the, he talks about the fruit of love of God. He's come to distribute this fruit of Braj Bhakti in particular. He said, I'm like the gardener. He said, but there's so many fruits. I can't distribute them all myself. Please, all of you come forward. All you devotees come forward and help me distribute these fruits of love of Godhead in the form of this Sankirtan movement.
Пожалуйста, преданные, выйдите вперед, подойдите ко мне и помогите мне раздать эти фрукты. И они делают это в виде санкиртаны.
So this is very tasty fruit, this love of God.
И любовь к Богу – это очень сладкий плод.
Mahaprabhu even demonstrated how nice the mundane fruit was. He was the supreme mystic, Yogeshwara. His Sankirtan devotees were tired after one Harinam and hungry. So he took one mango seed and he threw it into the ground. Immediately it grew into a big mango tree and there were ripe mangoes there. And those ripe mangoes were so amazing. They had no skins on them and they had no seeds inside. You know the trouble. You have to peel the mango, then you have to cut it. And it's like, no. This love of God is similar. It's available to everyone. There's no skins. There's no seeds. It's just, it's relishable. It's there. But it has to be given to you. You can't grab it. It has to be given and you have to be qualified to receive it.
И также Господь Читания Махапрабху однажды показал сладость и даже материальных плодов. Когда после одной харинамы преданные были очень усталые, они проголодались, то он взял манговое семечко и посадил его в землю. И сразу же выросло огромное манговое дерево. И на нем выросли плоды. Но было удивительно, что на них не было кожицы, кожуры и не было косточек. То есть их можно было сразу брать и есть. И точно так же любовь к Богу. Она очень замечательна, в ней нет ни косточек, на ней нет кожуры, но вы не можете взять ее сами, вам ее должен кто-то дать.
So you please the spiritual master by service.
И вы удовлетворяете духовного учителя служением.
Very nice, you have to render very nice service and then he's pleased.
Вы должны предложить ему очень хорошее служение, и тогда он будет доволен.
It's not that the spiritual master has to accept the service either, because as Prabhupada says very clearly in the purport, it's not just the service, it's the mood in which the service is done. You have to do it with love and affection.
Но духовный учитель, он не обязан именно принимать это служение, потому что, как в комментарии говорит Прабхупада, что это не тот факт, что вы предлагаете служение, а вы должны предлагать его в умонастроении, любви и привязанности.
If you prepare the best preparation, very nice, пока, sandesh, but there's no devotion if you're inattentive while offering. You didn't really cook it for Krishna. You're thinking, yes, this will be very nice, Mahaprasad. Don't expect the Lord will accept it. But on the other hand, if the offering is not so well made, but you're doing it sincerely with devotion, then Krishna, the spiritual master, they'll accept. Because the essential ingredient is bhakti.
Но, с другой стороны, если блюдо будет не очень так хорошо приготовлено, но оно будет приготовлено с любовью и преданностью, и вы предложите ее, то Господь и Духовный Учитель, они примут ее.
One time Srila Prabhupada was visiting us in Paris.
Однажды Шрила Прабхупада приехал к нам в Париж.
Our very first temple in Paris was at 27 Fontenay-le-Rose. or something like that. Or was that was a state, that was a town, Fontenay-la-Rose. We had some temple there. And Prabhupada came, and he was doing a big engagement one evening in a place called the American Hall. And Prabhupada's cook, when he was there, was my god sister. Her name is Mondakini. Very sweet devotee, always smiling. I remember, there were so many things we went through in those days, but she was always smiling. She had so much faith in Srila Prabhupada. And nothing seemed to disturb her ever. She was always happy. We're going home, Prabhu. She was saying, "We're going to. What do we have to be miserable about? We're with Prabhupada. Sourire, I mean, smile." So she was a very good cook. And so then, but this, she had never been to any programs because she always stayed back and she was cooking for Prabhupada. So then, you know, this American program came. So she said to me, she said, because I was a grihastha, she said, "Induna, I want to go to the program, but I haven't finished. So you prepare the samosas for Prabhupada." You know, I'd never cooked anything in my life. And from that day, I haven't cooked anything. But, you know, she wrote out the recipe. That's okay, but it was in French. And, you know, I don't know how to read French. It looked like Chinese. No, she kind of explained it. So then, you know, together, you know, that they, I went to the program and I stayed behind. But I was like, every time I tried to do it, the samosa turned out, I don't know what, it turned out looking like some monstrosity. So I kept cooking and cooking. And then finally, you know, I thought I had it together, looked like a samosas. And then Prabhupada came back from the program. And you know, they didn't really look like samosas, but I put little things around them, you know, like little umbrellas like that, and sugar on top, and you know, arranged them like, you know, so then Prabhupada came in, he walked past the kitchen, so I took a plate of these samosas and I stood out the, in front of the kitchen, like with the samosas like this. And Prabhupada, and he kind of went, he looked like, he said to Nanda Kumar, he said, "What is that?" So then Prabhupada, like it was his late lunch, was sent upstairs with these quote-unquote samosas on the plate. So then, you know, I was sitting downstairs in complete anxiety, you know, is Prabhupada going to like that samosas? So then they finished the lunch and the plate came down and everything was finished except the samosas. So then I asked Prabhupada's servant, I said, "So did Prabhupada like the samosas?" And I can't remember exactly what he said, but he said something like, he said, "Well, Prabhupada said they were acceptable, but next time Mondakini should cook the whole offering."
я спросила потом у одного преданного, понравились ли в Паде самосы. Я не помню, что он сказал точно, но он сказал, что ну, они были приемлемы, но в следующий раз нужно другому приготовить весь обед.
And I'd made many, actually, so they were distributed to the devotees. But my point was that even though obviously the offering itself was far from perfect, it was very imperfect, Prabhupada kindly accepted it because at least we were trying to please him. We weren't cooking the samosas for our senses. We were cooking them for our spiritual master. And somehow he detected a little drop of sincerity in the heart. And he accepted the service.
Я хотела сказать, что даже хотя мы иногда предлагаем что-то очень далекое от совершенства, как я предложил самосы очень далекие от совершенства, но Прабхупада из-за своей милости, он увидел это служение, это искренность, и он принял и дал каплю милости.
So the next day Prabhupada was in his room and he was doing his translating work. And then I came upstairs and I stood outside the room and I kept like outside the door because I wanted to see Prabhupada. Like what do you think? And I would always like kind of, and I'd peek in the door and look like that. Like, and every time I'd come around, Prabhupada would look up, and I would disturb him. So I'd come look, I'd come back out. You know.
Я поднялся к его комнате, сел около дверей, потому что я очень хотел его увидеть. Я так вот заглядывал в комнату, и каждый раз, когда я заглядывал, Прабхупада смотрел на меня, я чувствовал, что я его беспокою, и прятался обратно.
So the last time I looked in, Prabhupada was already looking up. He was waiting for me.
Последний раз, когда я заглянул, Прабхупада уже смотрел наверх, он смотрел, когда я...
He said, "All right, come on."
Ладно, заходи.
And there was a jar of Simply Wonderfuls that Mondakini had made on his table, so he came and he said, "Come on," and he gave me a simple one. He said, "That will be all." But he reciprocated. I was thinking it was some connection with the samosas, you know. I cooked prasad, so he gave prasad in return. Loving exchanges. He gave me that simply wonderful. And that was the best piece of prasadam I ever ate in my life.
И таким образом он ответил мне на мое служение. То есть я приготовил ему просадом, и в ответ он тоже дал мне просад. И это и есть взаимоотношение, обмен любовью между учеником и учителем.
So love is reciprocal. For a little afternoon spent cooking prasad, I received a very nice, simply wonderful. But if we want love of God, which is something infinitely valuable, how hard we have to work to please our spiritual master to get that gift of love of God.
И я таким образом провел весь вечер, делая самосы, и за это я получил замечательное, вкусное, простое чудо. Но подумайте тогда, как же тяжело нужно трудиться, чтобы получить этот дар любви к Богу.
And what is that work? What does that consist of? It consists of two things. It consists of remaining very loyal to our spiritual master, very chaste and very loyal to our spiritual master.
И в чем же заключается эта тяжелая работа? Из двух вещей. Это нам нужно быть очень верными.
And it means according to our individual capacity, because we're all different. We're men, we're women, we're young, we're old, we're family people, we're renounced people, whatever. It means somehow serving the spiritual master's mission. We should always remember that the spiritual master has a mission, that he's here in this world for a particular purpose. He's not here to do his bhajan. His bhajan is, Prabhupada's bhajan is in the spiritual world, it's not here. The conditions are more favorable for bhajan in the spiritual world than they are in the material world. Essentially, we see our spiritual master as an emissary of the Lord, someone who's propagating the teachings of Lord Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
In that sense, the spiritual master carries a very heavy burden. like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, he wouldn't rest, he wouldn't be peaceful until all the 14 worlds were chanting Hare Krishna.
Ему не будет покоя, он не будет умиротворен, пока все 14 миров не будут воспевать Хари Кришну.
Nothing pleases the spiritual master more, because he's Krishna's representative, than to see other people, the faithless, the fallen, the lowest amongst men, getting the process of Krishna consciousness.
И так как духовный учитель является преданным представителем Кришны, то для него нет большего удовольствия, чем смотреть, как чем видеть, как самые падшие, самые низшие люди принимают и встают на путь преданного служения.
So it all begins by rendering some personal service, like making the bed, the guru, and ironing his clothes and cooking. But really, that's meant to manifest eventually as, you know, the sweat of our brow in disseminating this knowledge to the faithless and teaching them the process by which they can become qualified to understand that knowledge.
И поэтому нужно не только служить лично, то есть готовить, гладить одежду, стирать, но также и распространять это знание тем, у кого нет веры, те, кто падшие, чтобы они тоже смогли встать на этот путь.
That's the loyal disciple.
И это называется верный ученик.
And that's the type of disciple that Sanatana Goswami speaks about in his Brihat Bhagavatamrita about achieving perfection in Krishna consciousness. He says, Param Gopyam Apashnikde Shishe Vacham Iti Shuti Tachtruyatam Mahabhagya Goloka Mahimaduna. He says, the Vedas say that to a loyal disciple one may speak the confidential secret. Therefore, O most fortunate one, now please hear the glories of Goloka. So everyone has the right, we have the inherited right as parts and parcels of Krishna to hear this confidential secret, the glories of Goloka.
Это право есть унаследованное право, так как все мы частички Кришны, слушать об этой славе, о Голоке.
Our bad birth, our demoniac activities, our past sins don't disqualify us from hearing it.
Наша плохая прошлая деятельность, наши грехи, наше плохое рождение не дисквалифицируют нас от слушания.
At this point, they disqualify us from understanding it, but they don't disqualify us from hearing it.
Они могут дисквалифицировать нас от понимания, но не от слушания.
If we want to hear it. The boys were very disqualified that Prahlad was speaking to. But because they had some affection for him as a friend, they had some trust in him, they were willing to hear what he had to say. And although it's not mentioned in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam what happened to them, we know the natural course of activities is that once you start the process, it's very hard to stop unless you're very insincere. Sometimes it's hard Krishna consciousness for various reasons. But if we're taking shelter specifically in the main process of devotional service which the spiritual master gives us, chanting Hare Krishna, if we're experiencing a little taste from chanting, we can bear the most difficult of times and continue on the process.
Который дает нам наш духовный учитель и воспеваем Хари Кришна, то тогда мы сможем выдержать самые сложные испытания в жизни.
Therefore, it behooves us in heat and cold, happiness and distress, good times and traumatic times, never to abandon the greatest gift the Guru bestows upon us, the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Поэтому все эти сложности и трагедии, которые происходят в нашей жизни, они не могут затмить тот дар, который дает нам наш духовный учитель, это Хари Кришна.
And as we said, on numerous occasions, and we will continue to say until our last breath, that we also have to give those holy names to others. That gives the greatest pleasure to the Guru.
И точно так же уже много раз об этом говорилось и будет повторяться бесчисленное количество раз, что мы должны давать эту мантру Хари Кришны другим людям. Это лучшее служение нашему Гуру.
Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nitya Gita Vadita Madhyam Manashora Shena. He himself is taking great pleasure in distributing these holy names to others.
Он получает огромное удовлетворение от распространения этого трансцендентного имени другим.
So, qualified or unqualified, ignorant or in knowledge, whatever our position, if we just join that kirtan of the spiritual master of loudly chanting the holy names for the benefit of others, eventually, chaito darpana marjanam, our hearts will become purified, and by His grace, everything that we need to know about Krishna will be revealed. And we don't have to look very far for that service. For the next 7 weeks, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. So we expect all of you to get a lot of mercy and be very joyful in Krishna consciousness. Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Balok Premdan Harinam Sankirtan Yagya ki, Gaur Premanandi.